Okay, any questions?
Too late, we're on the air. I'm going to make radio now.
You are.
Huh?
History. Radio history.
No, not history, just radio. So what polar vortex? Never heard of it. In fact, at first I thought they said Polish vortex. Who was a wrestler, used to fight Dick the Bruiser. The Polish vortex, they call him. Well, anyhow, what do you know?
Live from Cleveland, Ohio to Tempe, Arizona, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's Milwaukee music legend Paul Sebar, all the news that isn't in the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's been having a polar vortex, it's Michael Feldman.
Well, you know, the Weather Channel has naming rights for all the winter weather events and such, and originally they were going to call this, instead of the polar vortex, it was going to be the Al Roker vortex, but it didn't catch on. I don't know. You know, what is it? It's a Canadian Clipper, we used to call it, right? The Zephyr. If you're in Chicago, they call it the Zephyr. The tongue of cold air from Canada, the long version. Yeah, yeah. Winter is what we used to call it, actually. You know, it's fun throwing boiling water out the door for a while, but it gets old. It's cool, though, the first few times. If you don't scald yourself. I mean. Minus 21 on the thermometer before it froze. That was a good old thermometer. You know, it's a whole lot worse in Celsius, too, actually. I looked it up. Even worse in Celsius. So it's good to be, at least we were in Fahrenheit, the way I look at it. This is weather made for acts of heroism, like 21 below, I went out and rolled up the hammock. Which I meant to do much earlier, but you know, it gets away from you, those things. You know, you have to knock the snow off the hammock and then roll it up. And heroic, minor heroism. What a story that'll make in the future. Kids? Well, that's the thing. Kids will be able to annoy their kids now with the endless stories of the polar vortex back in aught 14. So they'll have those stories. That's the upside. Now, in all the news that wasn't weather, over half of all Americans now favor marijuana legalization. Coincidentally, the same number as all Americans who are high. Nancy Grace is the only exception. She said we're fat and lazy. Check the monitor. That's what I say, Nancy. You're a user. Can't afford to slap those munchies on her thighs, I don't think, Nancy. At least, you know, with medical marijuana, there's a much shorter list of side effects than on the evening news drugs. I'm taking 3 or 4 evening news drugs right now. I have no idea what they're for. I think they're for the evening news or something. It's okay. They should tell you what they're for. In other news still, Dennis Rodman sings Happy Birthday, Mr. President to North Korea's Kim Jong-un, dressed as Marilyn. Why want to be there for that, boy? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie personally blocked 7 lanes of traffic on the George Washington Bridge. The 8th manages to snake around him. At least his top aide abandoned Plan A, which was to roll a giant Chris Christie through the gates of Fort Lee, New Jersey. The Supreme Court rolls back Utah gay marriages to roommate status. President Obama promises promise zones to hard-hit cities, but, you know, promise zones are meant to be broken zones. How meaningful. That's as meaningful as I get. You know, so you can relax now. All the meaning is gone. Well, the Tea Party wants to put a 7-foot tea bag next to the 10 Commandments in the Oklahoma City State Capitol. 7-foot tea bag. This thing keeps going out. I don't know what it is. There's a Velveeta shortage for the Super Bowl, but it's no longer us cheeseheads' problem. Yeah. So the heck with it. There's that. The tax advisor says a waitress tipped with meth at an Oregon restaurant needs to declare street value on her 1040. Insane clown posse sues insane clown FBI. That's not for everyone. How many of you are insane clown posse fans? Applaud if you are. Keep applauding. Keep applauding. A little ripple, no? Anyone? You applaud if you know that who the insane clown posse is or are. Okay, but you're not fans despite that. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. All right, I won't use that joke again, I guess. Some of them I do, you know. Former Secretary of Defense Robert Graves trashes President Obama, his family, and the dog in his new book, 12 Years a Knave. Thank you, John. What would I do without you?
I don't know.
Those concerned about security at the Sochi Olympics in Russia will not be so happy to know the Cossacks will be riding through. Keep order. That worked for my people many years ago. It should be great. Could be a trial sport, Cossack riding. Olympic. Target says, maybe like more like 70, 80 million. Not to worry, 10% off for all of them who have your card. More than half the members of Congress are millionaires, so they ain't doing it for the money. Or like revenge, I guess. I have no idea. Americans warned to be cautious using over-the-counter laxatives over-the-counter. Gets messy. After being banned by the Knicks for untying sneakers of opponents, J.R. Smith has taken a shoeshine position at Grand Central Station. I think that's pretty good. I mean, what's with him? You know, J.R. Smith? Any of you J.R. Smith fans here know the Knicks? What is with that, untying the shoelaces of your opponents during a game? I mean, you would have to get down on the floor.
I think he just bends over. Grabs.
Okay. Let's see then. That's why that joke went over so good, because nobody knows about him. Let's see. Oh, after his profanity-laced violent video diatribe, the parents of the thug toddler have been placed in protective custody. All right. The hit of the 2014 Consumer Electronics Show is a smartphone stun gun, which can be used on others talking too loud for you to hear. Meryl Streep blasts Walt Disney as just plain goofy. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson sues self over Obamacare vote. Okay. All right, never know what you guys are like. That's fine. You can have that one. Johnny Manziel to go from Johnny Football in college to NFL's Hello Kitty. Adopting the Euro, Latvians lose their popular currency, the lat, and they will now be known as Vians. I'm trying here. I'm struggling. You got to give me the benefit of the doubt. If there's any doubt at all in your mind. The Bering Strait freezes again during the polar vortex, allowing humans to leave the North American continent. Page four. An overwhelming majority of Republicans believe evolution should be a choice, not a mandate. The Wisconsin legislature passes a surprisingly liberal school team naming bill, bringing the Milwaukee Jew Boys closer than ever to reality. That's a team I'd play for. I don't care. There's a little pride involved. And finally, Wisconsin goes from polar vortex to postseason vortex. Next for the Packers, the longest yard bowl at Citrus State Penitentiary. And that's all the news. Don't look so puzzled. That is it. I can explain all of these. Or for 10 cents in coin, you can get a copy of this from the Merkle Press. If you can still find the Merkle Press. Those of you old enough to know the Merkle Press. Otherwise, it's not going to happen for you.